This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for May the 12th through May the 18th, 2007. While the Palestinian people prepare to commemorate the 59th anniversary of al-Nakba, factional infighting in the Gaza Strip kills dozens of Palestinians and the Israeli army launches several airstrikes, killing 17 others. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in Palestine and especially in Bethlehem and Ramallah against the wall. IMEMC's John Smith has more.
Around 60 Palestinian, Israeli and international protesters gathered in southern Bethlehem on Friday to commemorate the 59th anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba and to protest against the construction of the annexation wall on Palestinian land. After a series of speeches and Friday prayers, the protesters attempted to march to the village of Salamuna but were blocked by around 60 Israeli soldiers and border police with full riot gear. A scuffle ensued where soldiers beat and kicked protesters in an attempt to force them back. Several protesters were lightly injured and treated on the scene. Two Israeli activists were detained and were released a few hours later. Failing to go on the road, protesters went through the fields to the construction site of the wall. Protesters removed pipes and parts of the wall at the sections where it was still under construction. As the army arrived, the protesters marched towards them, forcing them back. Protesters sat on the ground for a time before Mahmoud Zawahra, member of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements who organised the action, spoke to the soldiers saying, "Instead of being here as occupiers, you should live with your families," adding, "You should be ashamed of yourselves to be among the very few military occupation forces on earth in the 21st century." Asked if there would be more action, Hussam Jibran, one of the few Palestinian trainers in non-violence, told IMEMC that the Popular Committee in Bethlehem adopted a campaign called Stop the Bleeding of Bethlehem, which aims to mobilise more people in the Bethlehem area to resist the wall, settlements, checkpoints and all forms of the Israeli occupation. On Wednesday morning, at least 30 Palestinian international and Israeli peace activists and farmers attempted to prevent the Israeli army from bulldozing land near the village of Artis, south of Bethlehem. The protesters arrived at the site after receiving news that bulldozers were approaching the village. The Israeli army is bulldozing the land near the monastery in order to build a wall in that area. Troops prevented the peace activists from reaching the bulldozers and claimed the area as a closed military zone. When asked, troops failed to provide any evidence proving that the construction site was a closed military zone. On Thursday, the Popular Committee activists set up tents on the site and decided to stay overnight to guard the area from further bulldozing attempts. In the West Bank village of Belin, Palestinian and international peace activists marched after the Friday prayer to the construction site of the wall in the village. Two members of the Palestinian Parliament also joined the weekly non-violent demonstration, organised this week to commemorate the Nakba. Speakers at the demonstration stressed the right of the Palestinian refugees to return to the land they were expelled from in 1948, according to United Nations Security Resolution 194. Protesters also carried Palestinian flags and signs and banners calling for the factions of Fatah and Hamas to stop their infighting and lay their weapons down, calling on the leaders of both groups to make the ceasefire a reality or to step aside. Troops at the protest fired tear gas, rubber-coated metal bullets and water cannons at the participants. At least 8 people were lightly wounded, including 3 internationals and a journalist. Other journalists were treated for gas inhalation. A cornfield caught fire after some of the tear gas canisters fired at the protesters landed in it. The Popular Committee hailed the Israeli army responsible for burning the field. Scores of Palestinians took to the streets on Thursday afternoon in the old city of Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank, demanding that the Israeli army remove the roadblocks that makes Palestinian life so difficult. The Israeli army has installed a network of military watchtowers and roadblocks in the old city of Hebron, near the illegal settlements, which are originally Palestinian homes that the settlers and the army took by force from their Palestinian owners. On Thursday, the local community in the old city protested, the action taking place near one of the military roadblocks. The protesters chanted anti-apartheid slogans and anti-occupation slogans, holding banners proclaiming no peace with settlements. Also in Hebron, in a protest organised by local Palestinian peace groups against Israeli roadblocks and checkpoints, Israeli troops detained 5 Israeli peace activists and injured a number of Palestinians on Wednesday. The protest was organised at an Israeli roadblock located in the southern part of Hebron city. After some time, soldiers arrived at the location of the protest and attacked the peaceful demonstrators with batons and rifle butts, injuring a number of Palestinians. Palestinian security sources reported that 5 Israeli peace activists were detained by the Israeli troops during the protest and that 3 Palestinian residents were injured after they were severely beaten by the soldiers. For IMEMC, this is John Smith.
The Nakba, meaning catastrophe in English, commemorates the period of history in which Jewish gangs attacked Palestinian towns in an effort to drive the indigenous population off their land and establish a Jewish state on the lands of historic Palestine. The Nakba occurred in 1948. For the first time since the original event, internal fighting in the region has prevented residents of Gaza from commemorating the event. However, residents of the West Bank this year marked a double Nakba, expressing deep concerns about the situation in the coastal region. Palestinian parliamentary blocs convened today in Ramallah and warned of another Nakba unless infighting comes to a halt once and for all. Khalid Al-Sifi, a resident of the Dahesha refugee camp in the West Bank, stated,
"The internal infighting is one more nail in the coffin of the right of return. Therefore, we had hoped this anniversary would have come at a time when we were more united."
According to the United Nations Agency for Relief and Works, there are 4.2 million Palestinian refugees in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. UN Resolution 194 of 1949 allows for the compensation and right of all refugees to return to their homeland in Palestine. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah cancelled a planned trip to Gaza on Thursday. The proposed trip aimed to oversee the implementation of a ceasefire between the rival Hamas and Fatah parties. The Palestinian president's efforts come at a time of much strife in Gaza. Currently, 36 have been killed and approximately 100 have been injured during the past 6 days of fighting. Abbas was expected to hold a meeting with his Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh to follow up efforts to calm the ongoing violence in the region. Despite Wednesday's ceasefire, witnesses have reported that gunmen are still present on the streets of Gaza. A further 5 persons were reported to have been killed after the ceasefire was established. On Friday, a small-scale clash took place near the Islamic University of Gaza, commonly referred to as a Hamas stronghold. The spokesperson of the Presidential Guards, loyal to President Abbas, denied the university was attacked. Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas called on Friday for the rival parties to halt their fighting and to instead direct their frustration at the Israeli occupation. Sources at Abbas's office said that he had cancelled a planned trip to Jordan, where he was expected to discuss the Arab Peace Initiative with King Abdullah II in light of the ongoing violence in Gaza. The Jordanian monarch warned on Wednesday of infighting in Gaza, voicing concern that it would undermine any chance for peace in the region and calling on the fighting parties to resort to dialogue instead of the language of the gun. Haniyeh's advisor, Ahmed Youssef, stated his belief that the Mecca power-sharing deal, signed early in February, needed to be revised in such a way that would allow all parties concerned to fulfil their obligations, arguing that a second Mecca agreement should be ratified in the absence of security leaders. Palestinian parliamentarians in Ramallah called on Wednesday for the dismissal of some security leaders who have not shown cooperation with regards to enforcing order on the streets of the occupied territories. Palestinian Interior Minister Hani Al-Khawazmi resigned earlier this week over what he considered reluctance by both Fatah and Hamas to implement his 100-day security plan. Asked on Monday by IMEMC whether there had been a lack of cooperation by the various security bodies, Al-Khawazmi stated,
"I have said before that the obstacles do not lie in the security bodies."
Certain sections of Palestinian political society have called for the declaration of a state of emergency across the occupied Palestinian territories in the hope of containing the current volatility in Gaza. In a phone interview with IMEMC, Ibrahim Abrash, a Gaza political analyst and professor of politics, warned of the tense situation.
"What is going on nowadays is a prelude to a new stage, which I believe will be a very dangerous one. This fighting is intended at delivering a message that the Palestinians are unable to govern themselves. The alternative is renewal of custody of Gaza and the West Bank."
Internal unrest in Gaza has doubled in the past 24 hours after Israel launched airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza City and southern Rafah. The raids killed at least 14 and wounded about 70 others. Israel threatened on Thursday that it would carry out a large-scale offensive in the Gaza region. For the first time in 6 months, Israeli tanks moved several hundred metres into northern Gaza on Thursday, an action not seen since an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire was reached last November. Dozens of homemade shells have been fired by Palestinian resistance groups on nearby Israeli towns over the past few days. Some commentators believe that the shells fired on Israel by Hamas and other Palestinian resistance groups are designed to diffuse tension across the volatile Gaza region and push the fighting parties towards a joint battle with Israel instead. Hamas's exiled leader, Khaled Mashal, ironically hailed the Israeli attacks on Gaza, saying, "These attacks are God's gift to the Palestinian people to put off their fighting and point their weapons at the Israeli occupation instead." Continued Hamas-Fatah infighting threatens a fragile national unity government, which has been isolated since the Hamas-led administration took power in March 2006. Since then, about 400 people have been killed in internal violence. Arab media outlets signalled the possibility of dispatching Arab forces to the Gaza Strip in order to help restore calm and prevent further escalation on the ground. President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt voiced deep concern over the situation in Palestine, particularly amidst the ascending power of the Hamas movement in the territories. Egypt has recently cracked down on Hamas's twin organisation in the country, the Islamic Brotherhood, which is represented in the Egyptian parliament. Since March 2006, the Palestinian territories have been placed under a crippling economic embargo that has caused a situation in which 85% of the population live under the poverty line and 70% of the population are unemployed. The International Quartet for Promoting Peace in the Middle East, constituted by the United Nations, the United States, the European Union and Russia, still demands that the Palestinian government, now made of Hamas and Fatah, recognises Israel, renounces violence and accepts previously signed peace agreements before it wins recognition. This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 26 military operations on Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli forces killed one child and injured five civilians, including four children. The Israeli army also kidnapped 41 Palestinian civilians, including seven children. IMEMC's Kassan Banoura has more.
The number of Palestinians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of this year has mounted to 1,164. Israeli forces also demolished a house belonging to the family of an alleged wanted Palestinian in Bethlehem this week. Palestinian sources reported on Friday that a Palestinian child died in Beit Jala Public Hospital, located in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, after being shot by Israeli soldiers late on Thursday night. Israeli soldiers attacked homes in the village of Beit Fajjar, located to the south of Bethlehem city. During the attack, soldiers randomly opened fire at a group of children playing in front of their homes, critically injuring Ziad Takatka, 16. The boy was moved to Bethlehem Public Hospital, but later died from his wounds. A group of armed Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmers east of Hebron City in the southern West Bank on Tuesday afternoon. Palestinian media sources reported that around 20 armed settlers from Kharsina, an illegal settlement built on stolen Palestinian land to the east of Hebron City, attacked Palestinian farmers with rifle butts and batons, injuring two female farmers. Palestinian resistance attacked the Israeli army during the week, hurling stones and homemade bombs at Israeli army vehicles in Nablus and Jenin. Later in the week, a group of fighters also attacked an army post near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC, this is Ghassan Banoura.
The Israeli army continued its attack on the Gaza Strip this week. During several airstrikes, 17 Palestinians were killed and more than 50 others were wounded. IMEMC's Rami Al-Megheri has more.
Five Palestinians were killed on a Friday morning when Israeli planes attacked several locations in Gaza City. Palestinian sources stated that the jets targeted a group gathered in the Al Zaytun neighborhood east of Gaza City. A Hamas-affiliated site, www.palestine-info.info, reported that those killed were members of the Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas. Sources in the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that among the dead were Ahmad Siam, 23, Ahmad Saleh, 24, and Saleh Judah, 24, Hatim Al-Jabarin, 25, and Walid Al-Hajin, 25. Doctors stated that all five bodies were severely burned and mutilated. The same sources also reported scores of injured people, with at least five currently sustaining a critical condition. Palestinian medical sources reported that on Thursday night, the Israeli Air Force fired missiles at civilian areas east of Gaza City, killing four residents and injuring eight others. Of the four killed, three were identified as Muhammad Saleh Juha, Ahmad Saleh Siam, and Ahmad Rushdie Siam. Also on Thursday night, Israeli forces shelled several areas in the Al-Shuja'iyah neighborhood east of Gaza City. The Wafa News Agency reported that some shells landed near the Dar al-Wafa Rehabilitation Hospital. Heavy damage was sustained, but no injuries were reported. Several houses in the Al-Atatra area, west of Beit Lahia town and northern part of the Gaza Strip, were also shelled on Thursday night. One resident was hospitalized. For their part, Palestinian resistance groups continued to fire homemade Qassam shells at Israeli targets in the Negev and the nearby Israeli town of Sderot. Israeli sources reported damage to some buildings, but no serious injuries. On Thursday evening, two Israelis were lightly injured when a Qassam shell hit a synagogue in Sderot. On Wednesday, Israeli warplanes bombarded a building belonging to the executive force of the Palestinian Interior Ministry, killing 7 executive force members and wounding 30 other bystanders. Local medical sources also confirmed that 3 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a deadly Israeli attack on a building in Rafah City. The sources identified one of the dead as Najih Abu Sakhir. 4 others were pronounced dead shortly after, bringing the death toll to 7. Later on Wednesday, an Israeli airstrike killed a member of Hamas and wounded 3 others. Hospital sources said that Rami Al-Zakzouk arrived dead at the Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. A Hamas source speaking on the condition of anonymity said that an Israeli unmanned drone fired a missile on an outpost, killing the man outright. This attack was the second on Wednesday after Israeli warplanes bombarded the headquarters of the Hamas-linked executive force in Rafah City. Palestinian resistance fired several Qassam homemade shells at the southern Israeli town of Sderot last Tuesday night and early on Wednesday morning, injuring 4 Israelis. On late Tuesday night, a number of shells hit houses in the area and injured 4 Israelis, among them one woman who currently lies in the hospital in a critical condition. Later on Wednesday morning, Palestinian resistance launched further shells at the town, hitting a number of houses but causing no injuries. Israeli media sources stated that one of the shells landed at the house adjacent to the house of Amir Peretz, the Israeli defense minister. The sources added that the minister's house sustained limited damage. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, claimed responsibility for the attack. Palestinian resistance fighters from the Islamic Jihad group escaped an assassination attempt on Sunday in Gaza. The airstrike, which took place near the border fence with Israel in Beit Hanun City, injured the passengers of the car, but no deaths were reported. For IMEMC, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Eliza Sprout.